Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart, live from the WNYC Studios in Soho. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us. But before we get into the rest of our show, a special news bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the latest bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. Toronto, Canada. Professor Morris of Macmillan University reports observing a total of 3 explosions on the planet Mars between the hours of 7:45 p.m. and 9:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey, 22 miles from Trenton. The flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have dispatched a special...
Listeners, do not be alarmed. Aliens have not crash-landed in Grover's Mill, New Jersey. The invasion is not imminent, nor was it 85 years ago when that was first broadcast. It was a bit of sonic misdirection that Orson Welles wrote for his 1938 science fiction radio drama, War of the Worlds. It was a revolutionary moment for audio storytelling in which the familiar cadences of a radio news broadcast were exploited to give the sense that real newsmen were reporting on a real alien invasion. And so, this Halloween day, we wanted to point towards some of the most compelling and original horror podcasts, audio stories that aim to have you shaking in your boots, whether totally fictional and immersive in the style of a radio drama like War of the Worlds, or a little closer to reality but possibly stranger and even spookier than fiction. Joining us for this conversation, please welcome Lauren Pacell, podcast writer for Lifehacker, founder of Tink Media, and curator of Podcast The Newsletter. Lauren, thanks for coming in today.
Happy Halloween, Allison. Have you been getting that a lot today?
I have not been getting it. You're the first. Love it. Listeners, any spooky, scary podcast you've heard this Halloween season and you want to shout out, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or you can tell us about your favorite horror-themed podcast or podcast episodes at our socials as well, at All of It WNYC. So a lot of people listen to podcasts while they're exercising, while they're commuting, while they're doing their chores. Is there a right way or a best way to get in the space to listen to a spooky, scary podcast?
I think if you really want to get yourself spooked, you have to listen at 1.0 speed, which some people listen much faster. Mm-hmm. Like, I usually listen faster. If I want to get in the spooky mood, I slow it down. I think you can listen in the dark. That makes it extra spooky. But I like going on walks when I'm – that's my favorite thing to do on listening to podcasts. But I don't think you can go wrong as long as you're listening to one.
There you go. Let's start with a self-contained 8-episode series called Eerie, where, quoting from its show notes, each story brings a different flavor of scary, from the haunting to the grotesque, to suit different sensibilities and fright thresholds. Let's listen to about a minute of Fishers. This is an episode called Fishers, which is about an Arctic researcher trying to figure out what happened to her crew.
The ice pick is stained a little towards the sharpest end. I have never used an ice pick in my observations. Would not need one to keep an eye on the state of 5 holes in the ice through which anything might have fallen. I close the chest again. Decide not to check on the state of my feet. Though the right one is itching quite badly. It was dark when I found myself outside with no shoes and socks. I know that. Dark when I dragged one thing down across the ice and dropped it. One thing, then 2 things, then more after that.
Routine is good.
I've always thought this. Up, dressed, breakfast, outdoor clothes, observations, back, outdoor clothes off, tea, comms, notes, tea, up, dressed again, and on, and on, and on, and on.
What does this podcast do well?
I mean, the sound production is amazing. They actually, this is from Brock Media. They have another series called Never Told. So they're really good at, you know, reaching out to individual creatives mm-hmm. to bring their own flavor. So every single episode is like totally different. So you get to hear from all sorts of different people, and that each one kind of dips you into an entirely new world.
I love this. Like you said, the sound design on that one caught me right away.
Yeah.
You said your number one spooky podcast is one that's appropriately called Spooked. It's from the team behind Snap Judgment. People know that podcast is storytelling with a beat. You have an episode to recommend. Before we can get to it, tell us a little bit about the vibe of this podcast, what you like about the show overall.
Well, I think Spooked is very popular also for its sound production. I feel like that's something that comes up a lot in the best ghost kind of spooky mm-hmm. podcast. Sound production is so important, and Spooked does it best. But also, I love it for Glenn Washington and his voice. The show could not be spooked with somebody else's voice. Glenn Washington can do a whole lot of other things, but this feels like what he was born to do. So his voice just gets you no matter, you know. So, but then he, you know, so you always introduce the episode, but then mm-hmm. you get a variety of wonderful stories.
The episode you wanted us to shout out was Mrs. Hagstrom. Tell us a little bit about Mrs. Hagstrom.
Well, it's about an evil force, an evil spirit mm-hmm. in a house, and how it's, you know, terrorizing a family.
Well, let's listen to a bit from Mrs. Hagstrom.
I think Mrs. Hagstrom's intent was to make my mother feel like she couldn't protect the baby of the family. It increased in intensity to where there was just racket, footfalls, thumping. I mean, I knew it was Mrs. Hagstrom, but this was worse than it had ever been. I heard a thunk, but this time the thunk was different. This time it was the sound of my mother falling out of bed. She had originally just tried to stand up, and the first time she tried to stand up, she fell down, but she pulled herself up again. At this point, my mother had had enough. Never underestimate the strength of a mother when she's protecting her family, because at that point, she's done.
Oh, very creepy. By coincidence, we didn't plan this. We're airing two Spooked episodes tonight on WNYC. It's a tradition here at the station on Halloween tonight, back-to-back episodes of True Life Supernatural Stories. My guest is Lauren Pacelle, podcast writer for Lifehacker, founder of Tink Media, and curator of the podcast newsletter. We're talking about spooky podcasts. Are there any sort of genres of spooky stories and horrors that really lend themselves to the audio medium? Is it thrillers or gory? What do you think?
I mean, I think anything, I feel like anything with ghosts, spookiness, mm-hmm. Where you can really, you know, it's really scary if you can let your ears take over and let your imagination run wild. And I think a lot of podcasts mm-hmm. force your imagination to take over because you can't see things. Also, I mean, there have been podcasts where the sound is so good and, you know, I have tripped because I thought it was happening in my real life. You know, really good sound mm-hmm. can go from one headphone to the other. And if you're listening on good headphones, it can really trick you into thinking that you're there. So I think that's one reason that makes it so immersive.
Let's talk to Dan from Bergen County. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Allison. Love the show.
Thanks. What are we going to listen to and scare ourselves?
The podcast is titled The Monsters That Made Us. The hosts are currently watching all of the original Universal monster movies, chronicling their making and their filming and fun facts about the movies. And it's just great. They're some of the best horrors films that we have in our history, and they're chronicling it.
Dan, thanks for the recommendation. We got a text, spooky podcast. I hope I say this right. Polybius Conspiracy is a 7-part series that tells the complex story of two men united by a decades-old urban legend. Polybius, a mysterious arcade game from the 80s whose alleged existence in the Pacific Northwest is fueled by myth and an obsessive online fan base, and which may have factored into the abduction of two teenage boys. Very scary. Hey, if you want to shout out a spooky, scary podcast that you have heard this Halloween and you want to shout out, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or you mean that we should listen to on Halloween, 212-433-9692. Okay, Lauren, next up, you recommend something called Radio Rental, an episode called Laura of the Woods, hosted by a man named Terry Carnation, who is actually
Rainn Wilson.
Of The Office. Why do you want folks to check out Radio Rental?
Radio Rental is another. I say they're all my favorites. But this one, you know, once again, really good sound production. But one thing I really love about it is, well, it's funny because Rainn Wilson plays this guy who's like working at a video shop, like a VHS old video shop. Mm-hmm. And so you're coming in and renting these stories out. So there's this kind of funny element where he's hosting. But it's one of the few shows that I know that mixes both like spooky ghost stories with like real creepy stories, like, oh, there was a murderer at my front door. So it's like both, and they don't all do that. So that's one reason I love Radio Rental. The stories are so, 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 so good. And I also love it when the podcasts let the storyteller tell the story themselves. I know it's a lot of work to get that to happen, but this podcast does that really well.
Let's hear a bit of Radio Rental now. This is an excerpt from an episode about revisiting the site of an old haunting.
We're going along the trail, and finally we get to the part where I used to sit with my G.I. Joes. And we found it. The swing was amazingly still hanging there, although I wouldn't sat on it. It looked like it could have snapped at any moment. And the tree was there, and the name was still on the tree. And without really thinking, I walked up to it and put my hand in the tree and pulled out the old pack of cigarettes that was still there. We were all freaked out at this point. I thought I was maybe playing with a ghost, you know, but now it's physical. I'm feeling this. So we're like, okay, it confirmed what I was telling them. You know, what the hell was my childhood? What was I doing out there? It's true. Let's get the hell out of here.
I've been listening to these clips all morning and they've been freaking me.
Yeah.
That one is really, really creepy. Let's talk about one that's a little more kid friendly. Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest.
Oh my gosh, I love this one so much. You know, the host is Adam Gilwitz, and he is, he actually really knows his stuff when it comes to folklore and mythology, and he's written books. But he is, you know, telling old folklore and fairy tales to kids, and you hear their live reactions. And he's so good at, he's asking them questions like, what would you have done? Did that make you afraid? So not only do you get these beautifully told fairy tales, like they're just fun to listen to, mm-hmm. but hearing how the kids react is so fascinating. And he's so good at talking to them. And so it's a joy for kids and adults.
Let's listen to a bit of their Rumpelstiltskin episode.
Anyway, the king said, if she can spin all this straw into gold by morning, I will make you the richest miller in the kingdom. But if she cannot, you will be proven a liar, and I will hang you from your thumbs until you are dead.
With that, he took the miller by the arm, led him out of the room, and locked the door behind him.
Okay, I have a question for you. Do you know what kills you if you are hanging by your thumbs until you die? Like, what is it that kills you? What is, in the end, what do you die from when you're hanging by your thumbs?
Starvation or something.
You think it's starvation? Yeah. What do you think?
Your blood flow kind of gets cut off.
You think your blood flow gets cut off and you die from lack of blood flow?
The nails, like, it goes through.
Oh, the nails, it goes through your nails and that somehow kills you? Like, goes through your fingers?
Yeah, like this.
What do you think? The nail gets inside of you? Oh, and maybe you get, like, infected or something? Those are awesome guesses. The answer is, I have no idea how you die by hanging by your thumbs. Those could all be right. I have no idea.
The kids are hilarious.
I know.
They're so funny.
I think it also reminds you, you can talk about dark stuff with kids.
Oh, yeah. They're not fazed by, like, how do you die like that?
No.
They're like, well, I got a couple ideas.
They have a lot of ideas.
Let's talk to David calling in from Rockaway. Hi, David. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Thanks so much. I want to shout out Otherworld. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's a reporting style podcast. They just finished up a 5-part series about a haunted house in Toronto that a new couple moved into, and it's really, really scary and really, really good.
David, thanks for calling in. You were nodding at that one, Lauren.
I love that one. That's a good, that was almost on my list. That's a good one.
All right, David, thanks for calling in. You're right on point. Let's talk to Debbie from Clifton, New Jersey. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. So I'm calling to tell you about a, I say brilliant, and it, partly because it's my son who wrote, direct, produced, we call him Orson Welles. it's a Halloween-themed comedy mystery for children, basically from like 8 to 12 is the peak age group. It's part of a podcast called The Big Fib, but this particular is segment is it's four episodes, and it's called A Series of Inaccurate Events, in which the hosts of the show get called to a spooky haunted mansion, and at the risk for all of civilization is another robot that has been wired to tell to it's an AI robot that is going to ruin civilization by spreading lies.
Dun, dun, dun. Debbie, thank you for calling in. We've got a text, someone, one that's on your list, Lauren. Spooky podcast recommendation. One Strange Thing. The show searches the nation's news archives for stories that can't quite be explained. That's from Ariel in Brooklyn. That made your list as well.
Hi, Ariel. I know her. I love her.
Oh, hi, Ariel. what are some of the stories that have come out of that podcast, One Strange Thing?
Oh, gosh, like mysterious objects that reappear over years and get lost and someone will find them again. They're kind of, they're pulled from, like, local newspapers. So they're things that have happened, but it's just kind of like, how did that happen? It's like unexplained local mysteries.
My guest is Lauren Pacell, podcast writer for Life Hacker, founder of Tink Media, and curator of podcast The Newsletter. We're talking about spooky podcasts to listen to on this Halloween. We have another clip from a podcast, Euphemet. Am I saying that right? Euphemet, from an episode called Idol of Nightmares. Before we play it, set us up. What's this episode about?
I mean, this is again and again, I mention this episode because it's the scariest episode of anything I've ever listened to. Ooh. It's about haunted objects, and Jim Perry is a very talented audio producer.
Let's take a listen.
Greg opened the box, and so this happened within the course of like 30 seconds. Directly behind us, a huge thing of soda dumped over on a table on its own and wrecked like $500 worth of books. It ricocheted down the aisle and the lights started to swing. And then at the very end of the aisle, a guy turned towards us and had a seizure. And he bit his tongue and there was blood everywhere and it was like all over table. The guy who asked Greg to open the box like instantly started crying and like it was just literally like...
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was... I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it was going to happen.
30 seconds this box was open for and that's what happened. At that point, we both were like, we can't ever travel with her ever again. We just can't because that was way, way too much.
That is very creepy. Yes. Super creepy. Here's a sort of meta pick. It's a show called Let's Make a Horror.
I love this one.
What's the premise?
Well, it's this team of comedians, and the first season was Let's Make a Sci-Fi. The second season was Let's Make a Rom-Com. And they actually bring on screenwriters and actors, in experts in the genres, to help them write a screenplay. And so they're writing a horror screenplay together, episode by episode. They're talking to, you know, they talk to Gillian Flynn one episode, mm-hmm. and then they're going to make it. They're going to make the film. It's going to be 3 to 10 minutes. So it's kind of like you can write along with them. They're hilarious, so it's very funny, and it's one of my absolute favorites.
Let's take a listen to Horror 101.
It's not like Mark or you emerging from the trees. It's like a tall, lanky monster figure or something. And maybe they run like a, you know, like the on all fours run or something like that. Like something scary like
right.
that.
Right. Well, yeah.
Monster-ish.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
I mean, that's like... That's a
running on all fours.
That's a full horror scene right there. I mean, that's frightening.
I love running on all fours.
You love to run on all fours personally.
In the nightmare, it's you coming at you.
It's not a nightmare. It's a dream.
I was going to say being locked in
when you're. Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst one. I think you're fully mentally there, but your body cannot move at all. Maybe you can blink and communicate with blinking, but maybe you can't even do that. And someone puts something on television, and you don't like what's on television.
Yeah, like what? What would that be?
Someone puts on
what?
Dragon Ball Z. I'm lying there.
I've seen this one.
Yeah. I've seen this.
That's from Let's Make a Horror. There's a podcast called American Hysteria that sounds like it might not be aiming to be spooky, but is.
Yes. It's Chelsea Weber Smith is kind of looking into conspiracy theories and things that have made caused hysterics in America. And anything from, you know, Furbies, you know, how we've, you know, there was recently an episode about the craze of the 12-foot skeletons that have been sold at Home Depot. So it's about it takes things that fascinate us and kind of Chelsea is a poet, so the writing is very good, but it's also they're very spooky about what causes these crazes and fascinations with dark things.
That's American Hysteria. I'm going to check that one out. That sounds really interesting.
Top notch.
Stories with Sapphire. Paranormal stories told through her Filipino and queer lenses. Who's Sapphire?
Sapphire is actually she started out as a visual artist and kind of I like how to see how that kind of carries over to audio because she also has a very interesting storytelling technique, which is more immersive, I think. And she interviews people about their own storytellers, about their own stories. And I think what I like about it is it's telling more diverse stories. A lot of these stories are very white and straight. So she's really good.
R.E. Dracula.
Yes. This is kind of like retelling the letters from Dracula in real time. So it's kind of like a twist on the Dracula story.
Oh, that's
like reading Dracula. Yeah.
Really, that's really cool.
And it's also very beautiful. I guess I picked all beautiful shows. I'm going to stop saying that.
No, but it's interesting. That's one thing when I was listening to all the different clips before we came on air, I thought like these all sound great. There's a certain sort of when it sounds a certain way, it transports you.
Yeah.
It takes you out of your life and takes you to wherever the story wants to then take you, which I think is really important to know.
Yeah, and I think we're getting to the point in podcasting where that's more and more important as podcasts get better and better. So it's exciting to see new ways people are doing that.
Somebody says, kicking it old school with this one, the old radio show, The Shadow. It was my dad's favorite.
I don't think I know.
Oh, The Shadow. You will like The Shadow. That's your homework.
I can't wait. I'll put it in my newsletter.
Finally, there's a series called Unwell, which is a self-described Midwestern Gothic mystery, also an audio drama. What is it about this kind of storytelling in Unwell that you like?
I mean, it's just, well, honestly, one thing I liked about it was that it's been spanning a long time. You feel like you really get to know the characters, become very, very invested in the story, and it's actually a great time to binge it because it's just ending now. Ooh. So, but it just, there's, it's been going on for a long time, so you really feel a part of the world.
When you think about these horror podcasts, have you noticed any, do they tend to all come out in the fall in anticipation of spooky season, or is horror and thriller a genre of podcast episode that goes year round?
It is always spooky season in our hearts, but there's definitely more during this time of year. I do know I'm good friends with Jim Harold of Jim Harold's Campfire, and that's another good one. And he says, you know, no one is ever not ready to listen to a scary story, but spooky season, he's like, don't talk to me. I'm busy.
This is a fantastic list put together by Lauren Pacell, podcast writer for Lifehacker, founder of Tink Media, and curator of Podcast, the newsletter. Thank you for sharing your list of spooky podcasts with us. This was fun.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.